Well, you know what? It's always negotiations are always difficult for the parties involved, and some are easier than others. And this was probably something, as both parties looked back, that they could have worked on and tried to resolve a lot earlier. But with the clock ticking, they were able to get everything done, and a proposal will now be recommended to the membership for ratification.
All right. I hope you don't mind that I labeled you as well as Kelly a wily old veterans. I mean that in a loving, professional way. But when we talk about union negotiations with an entity as large as Sparrow, sometimes it can get a little testy, but I think more so than anything, it's business and it's not personal.
Yeah, that's certainly true. I mean, for the nurses, and it's their livelihood, and all of the healthcare professionals at Sparrow, it's very personal because it is their livelihood and their life and their job. The negotiations are really a professional negotiation and everything that surrounds that. So the good news is that they have an agreement. The nurses were very successful in making sure that they had appropriate staffing levels at the hospital to protect patients and provide for safe patient care, and that was their top priority. The wage increase is modest, and there'll be changes in their pension and health plan, but those were the key issues and things that they had to resolve. So hopefully they'll be resolved for the next couple of years, and they'll be able to ratify the agreement. That's still something that has to take place.
What happened in 24 hours? Because yesterday it was pretty testy, and then the leaders of the two entities decided to sit down. What made them decide to get together?
Well, actually, John Carabian of the Michigan Nurses Association reached out directly to Dennis Swan at the hospital, and they agreed to meet and discuss. You know, sometimes even with the federal mediator negotiation teams that would be involved in doing this, I just can't come to some resolution, but John and Dennis Swan were able to meet and work through some of the issues and then hammer out an agreement that that membership is ready to take for ratification.
Well, Bob, did the nurses, did the deal change from what was last proposed?
Yeah, there were several changes. Now, the devil is always in the details, and most people wouldn't think the changes were significant if you looked at and compared them on paper, but they're certainly important from our perspective, and the hospital had some very important things that they had to change. The staffing levels were always the key issue for the nurses in different levels, and all of the healthcare professionals are concerned that they have enough people available all the time to treat patients. And certainly, from the hospital's perspective, there's a difficult economy that we're in right now. For the nurses, you know, it's very hard to get trained nurses into a facility. They do retire, and you have to bring on new nurses all the time, and sometimes hiring at the appropriate levels is a very difficult thing for the hospital to do.
Bob, this process is going to take a little bit more time because the nurses and staff have to look at the new deal. When do you anticipate a vote will be taken?
Well, I think in the next few days, the nurses in different groups will be meeting for an explanation of the details. You know, it is a very open democratic process with the membership. They have to review it, be explained, ask questions. There probably won't be a vote. Everyone would hope in the next few days, but it's more likely in the next week or so after the holiday.
All right, Bob. Well, I take it you're going to have a great weekend.
Well, sure. Absolutely. I think everybody should. Go green.
Well, Bob, thanks so much. You've given us a lot of time and information over the last couple of weeks. We appreciate that greatly.
All right. Thanks, Tony.